our media today, since the advertising doesn't work, and everybody to survive as publications has to build up banks of loyal online readers and hopefully loyal subscribers who pay you money for what you're producing. You have to keep those people happy, and you have to try to make more of them. Whereas your traditional newspaper tried to have advertisements that appeal to as many different kinds of readers as possible, which meant you had a financial incentive to try to treat a large number of readers and their interests and their beliefs and their political convictions. You had an incentive, a financial incentive, to treat a lot of people fairly, because then you retained your broad readership and advertising base. But if you take ads out of that, all of a sudden now we live in an age where what you want is to increase the size of your choir, as in the old Southern expression, preaching to your choir. You want to tell people things they already believe and that they already know, and thus social media becomes the fuse on what you hope is a tsunami of clicks, with people clicking your item, forwarding your item, getting people to read your item, and hopefully eventually subscribing to your item. You try to build your loyal readership based on telling them essentially what they already think.